The UN chief met with President Nkurunziza on Tuesday morning, his first visit to Burundi since the crisis began in April 2015. It was sparked by the president's decision to seek a third term in office, which some viewed as unconstitutional. The result has been bloody protests, an attempted coup, and reports of human rights abuses, including arrests, detentions, torture, and killings. Hundreds have been killed and more than 200,000 people have fled to neighboring countries. Here's Ban Ki-moon.
I welcome the decision by His Excellency President Nkurunziza to withdraw some media bans, cancel the arrest warrants, and release detainees as goodwill gesture. And while I welcome these generous support measures, but I would expect that more measures, additional measures, should be taken. This is an encouraging step. I hope, again, additional measures will be taken.
Burundi continues to recover from a 1994 civil war which lasted for over a decade. The Secretary General recalled how a peace accord and ceasefire agreement helped to put the country back on the path to economic recovery and national reconciliation. This, he said, hinged on the willingness of former enemies to come together for a common goal.
At my invitation last evening, representatives of the political actors from both the government ruling party and opposition party sat down together to discuss the future of the country. Nothing prevents from continuing on this course. I was very much encouraged that the political leaders, whether they are sitting in government ruling party or opposition, they promised that they will engage in inclusive dialogue. This is what President Nkurunziza also confirmed, that he will be engaging in inclusive dialogue. Burundi's political leaders must be willing to summon the courage and confidence that will make a credible political process possible and ensure that people of this beautiful nation can once again live in peace and enjoy human rights.
Amid a drum tribute, Mr. Ban left Burundi for his next stop, the Democratic Republic of the Congo, the DRC. Meanwhile, UN Special Advisor Jamal Ben-Omar continues to work with the Burundian government to support the political dialogue process and address security concerns. The Secretary General expressed hope that the leaders will work with the UN official. Deanne Penn, United Nations.